Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Now, I hope you're all sitting down for this one, because this is the kind of stuff that you just can't make up, but here it is. White supremacists, this is the narrative they need right now, okay? Because it aligns itself with what a domestic terrorist is, and if you want to check out the DHS's version of what a domestic terrorist is. It has nothing to do with subversives. It has nothing to do with those that are here to conquer, but it has everything in the world to do with those that are grandfathered into this country. You're Americans. You're God-fearing. You are here as good citizens, and you uphold all of your God-given rights. See, you're the problem. And see, a greater problem that the American people have than even that, friends, is the fact that you have 329.5 million people in this country that now believe for some reason or another that the Lord's going to come do for them what they failed to do concerning the less than 1.7% of the criminals that are driving the narrative through the mainstream media. Yep, you heard me right. 329.5 million people, folks, what are they doing? They're running and capitulating and succumbing to less than 1.7% of the people that are controlling the narrative. Remember what the Joseph Stalin, the Red Terror, rightly said. The best way to control the opposition is to lead it. Keep driving the narrative. Keep creating the wars. Okay? And what we'll do is we'll come in and we'll play the problem solver. But people don't learn from history to understand the problem solvers in many cases are the ones that created the narrative in the first place. Okay, so with that said, white supremacists behind over 80% of extremism related U.S. murders in 2022. Does anybody believe that? Absolutely not. But if you look at the posts that people make on social media platforms, you'd think they believed it. This is all fictitious. This is all a created narrative. It's fabricated. It's fake. This is used to browbeat the people into submission. That's all it is. It's also there to drive the wedge in pitting people against each other of different colors. Now, I want you to remember something. White people are a people of color as well. Just as much as black people are. Just as much as Asians are. Just as much as anybody else that might be incarnate in the flesh that God created, there's a purpose that they are the color that they are. But we're all people of color, Acts 17:26. This is what we're going to be talking about. And before we get going, if you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. By the way, I also wanted to let you know concerning the topic in which we're going to be talking about. This is the same useful idiots in the mainstream media driving the same narrative, all in unity. Okay, Reuters. This is incredible. 1-866-582-9933. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, please do. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com, top left side of the page. Folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because that's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. By the way, what you see happening here in America is exactly what the CIA, to destabilize those countries, does in other countries. This is called an overthrow, okay? And what they're doing in this country, friends, is they're using the useful idiots in the mainstream media to destabilize, at least to those that believe the nonsense that they're creating, because, again, it's fictitious garbage, but they want you to believe it because they want to break you down so you're easily overcome. And, again, if you want to believe the lies, you can go ahead and do that, or we can believe the truth of the matter when it comes to the Word of God, and we can get busy keeping His commandments. But we'll talk about that again in just a little bit here. In our world today, those that are supposed to be representatives in representative governments across the planet, they're designing a culture in that which protects the immoral, the lawbreakers, transgressors, 1 John 3:4. It's even reached to the point where it desires to protect criminals and make those who do good to be afraid, in contrast to how God's design is for government, 1 Peter 2:14. Read it when you get a moment. So when the criminals are unrestrained because they don't fear the consequences, soft judges produce hardened criminals, and you have the police that are restrained because they fear the consequence of stopping criminals from violating the law, that is their job, you know that everything's turned on its head. Read Isaiah 59. Today, what we see in our government, we see it has become the source of lies. Today in government, we see that they're the protector of criminals and the enemies of those who speak the truth, and that is their end aim. Little do they know that they're the ones that are going to fall into the pit as well, concerning the pits that they have dug. Read scripture, look at history. Isaiah 5:20. See, we have a government today in the mainstream media, hand in glove, working together, where they praise evil and persecute the good. Ooh, this is an abomination in the sight of the Lord, friends. Proverbs 17:15. So God, in His design for government, has been entirely corrupted in this country because the people have led it as these divinely devised spheres of control in human society descends into the chaos that they created. The government will cease to function the way that God designed it because the church has failed to hold Him accountable to it. And in fact, it will become the enemy of the divine design. Is that what you're seeing today? Yep. That falls to the church doors across America because they are there to uphold the law. Matter of fact, destroying the people of God has always been the government's enterprise. Why? Because it's the church's job to keep them honest. And if they're not going to be honest, friends, what's going to happen? The church capitulates, they forfeit everything, and they say, let the government rule the roost. Then what you have there is you have what the Romans did to the Pharisees and the religious hypocrites of the day that crucified the Christ. Because remember, they said that they had no king but King Caesar. And giving it up for the one that came in to save them from their sins, they rejected. Okay? So what we see is Satan knows that in order to kill the saints, because that's what's coming, he has to have one legitimate earthly power, and that's the power of government, okay? And the people in this country have failed to understand that they are the government, and that's why corruption is taken over. It is government authority, power constituted in rulers and leaders, representatives in this country that have essentially done all the damage to the church throughout its history. The greatest threat to truth, and virtue in this country is the government, because they have totally prosecuted or thrown off their God-ordained design, and that falls to the people in this country. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty. I was just telling everybody here in the state of Minnesota, right? I suspect that in the area in which we live, we got about 3 to 4 feet of snow. Yesterday, we spent much of our day just trying to find five different phone calls before we could get someone to come over and plow us out. And boy, oh boy, they say trouble's coming three, and yesterday was that day. I want that portion of my life back, friends. And it's 7 degrees here right now in Minnesota, and then we got some of our friends online right now talking about how it's 70-some degrees in their particular state. They're suffering in South Florida, it looks like. Good for you guys. So, folks, let me get to this, because I want to spend some time on this division that they're trying to, because it is created statistics. The government's creating statistics to blame the white guy. And nobody does it more than them, do they, folks? No matter what crime takes place, if it's white on black, they highlight it. If it's black on white, they say absolutely nothing about it. And the reason we avoid much of that is because we're not that ignorant, because we understand Satan's devices here of dividing and conquering. Hey, folks, we all bleed red, right? And that's all that matters to me. What constitutes a citizen is his character and his uprightness. And if he's a law-abiding citizen, and folks, and first and foremost, God-fearing, Proverbs 16:6, we're all in this together. And that includes those that are coming into America from other countries, because we're all mutts if you really look at it. And that, again, let me reiterate the point, those that come into this country legally. Let me cross a couple things here for you before we get to the main topic. As you all know, we just had John Schneider on, Bo Duke from Dukes of Hazzard. He was on probably about a month and a half, 2 months ago. And we just found out that his wife, Alicia, Allian, age 53, just passed away. And again, let's pay attention to what's going on here timeline-wise. We have ex-USC star Lendale White says he survived a heart attack at the age of 34 years old. Keep in mind, simultaneously, governors are trying to force vaccinate kids in states throughout the United States of America. They are literally driving right through all of the opposition. But the good part about this, friends, and it's a sad way of saying it, but it's true, a lot of people that have suffered loss are the worst sorts of enemies that corruption wants because they now have nothing to lose. Well, guess what, friends? Their cruelties are swelling our ranks. But again, it's not enough to put a stop to them. It's enough to actually hold them accountable for their crimes concerning this genocide over the last 2 and 3 years here. So we have ex-USC star Lendale White, 34 years old. He just had a heart attack. Again, I want you to pay attention to the timing here. And he had blood clots. Don't forget about that. And did you know that yesterday, I didn't take the time, I don't recollect, Deion Sanders, as a matter of fact, he had blood clot issues most recently. And we all know where that comes from, right? That is a direct effect, side effect of these experimental jabs once again. So let's keep our eye as to what is going on here. Former Vol Robert Nalen Jr., he just died. This is all yesterday's news. I didn't go through them today, friends. I could probably add 5 or 6 more to them. Rick Newman, founder of Catching a Rising Star Comedy Club, dies. This is brand new news, friends. Just keeping you up to par as to what's going on here. Tom Whitlick dies. Danger Zone lyricist helped to Top Gun soar. He's now gone. And again, pay attention to the timing of all of this, friends. This is incredible. And these are, again, the people that we know of. And if you want to see what's happening around your current locations, go and check out the local obituaries, friends. Oh, my goodness. Talking about bodies being stacked in silence, Amos 8:3. That's exactly what's happening, and the Lord said he was going to bring it. Now, let's go over to this, because Tim Brown highlighted this yesterday. Yes, it was yesterday. Canada's youngest athletes, aged 6 to 13 years old, are just dying suddenly. They're dying suddenly. As I started the show off, you do realize that, at least over here in America, less than 1.7% of the population is being used to overthrow and destroy 329.5 million people, right? That's how dictators rise. They always rise when justice dies. And no, I'm not a poet. And yes, I didn't know it, but I just said it, didn't I? Yeah, I did. So in Canada, we have the youngest of athletes, ages 6 to 13 years old, suddenly dying. Morning show host Tim Brown highlights this. Does this surprise anybody? I mean, this is the same government now going over into America. This is the same government, by the way, that is calling for the murder of children in the womb. And we already all know that to the equivalent of 73 million people. And I've said it before, if you look at the correlation concerning what's taking place in this country, friends, don't think that you're going to sit back and do nothing and watch a government murder off your own children and rest assured somehow, and I know people have deceived themselves into believing so, that you're not going to reap what you sow, Galatians 6:7. Oh, you're going to reap it. As a matter of fact, that's exactly what's happening right now. You are reaping it. I wanted to show you this as well, and I caught this yesterday. Look at this, friends. This is in Canada right now, just to show you how willing and how far they're willing to push this. Canada considers assisted suicide for kids without parental consent. Can anybody say history repeating itself? And this is what Adolf did to the medical industry. Yep. That's exactly what he did. Kids, folks. Should come as no surprise. One more. Epoch Times just highlighted a teen's double amputation, and now it sparks public outcry. I wonder what that's all about. I mean, we've also highlighted that's one of the adverse side effects of these experimental jabs, is amputation, blindness, lesions, blood clots, strokes, heart attacks. And folks, this isn't just happening by chance in America. This isn't just happening by chance on a global basis. Remember the video I played you last week concerning the individual that told you that Sweden's taking it up and they finally have law enforcement on board to hold these people accountable for their crimes? And remember when he said in America we couldn't get anything going? Nope. You want to know why? Because too many people are capitalizing right now. Why? Because they've sold themselves out. It's the root of all evil. What? The love of money. They've sold their souls, and they act accordingly. And they act accordingly. And again, sad to say, folks, this is what's happening all over the world right now. And why it is, it's because the people sit down and they allow corruption to do the things that they do. I want to play this really quick because this is just in November 22nd of 2022. And I want you to listen carefully to this.
Can I
help you?
Captain is incapacitated. American Airlines. Remember, they were forced to get the experimental jabs.
I maintain 5,000 feet, and now
we're going to have to get a Chicago departure on 125.0. We're going to get to resequence right back at
5,000.
Mid air, folks. Mid air. Captain is incapacitated is what he meant to say. He had to turn around and land because he died mid-flight.
Okay, and did you have any information I need to pass along to the tower in terms of paramedic gate number?
That's okay, number, and he's locked out. We're going to need paramedics working on everything right now.
This is happening in America today. You understand this, folks, until you understand the severity of what is taking place.
I clear land to a center, and we'll exit. I'm going to stop, and I'm going to have to move the captain from the seat. Get to the gate.
Roger. If able,
may he rest in peace. Now, again, friends, I want you to keep in mind, this is a pilot that died mid-flight. Have you been hearing about this in the mainstream media? Have they been highlighting the cause and the effect of these experimental jabs? Of course not. Of course not. They're not going to do that. They're not going to tell you. Now they're blaming other things for it. They're blaming the people that haven't taken the shot. This is what they're pros at, friends, to those that believe it. Oh, my goodness. But they had to turn around mid-air because the captain dies in flight. I have friends that are captains over at the American Airlines that refuse to take the experimental jabs. And, of course, they have no side effects because there's no side effect to something that they haven't taken. Right? They listen to Scripture. They understand that the life is in the blood, not to mess with the blood, not to mix with the blood. They understand that Satan's the one that comes to steal, kill, and destroy, right? Well, there's no better place to go, friends, than directly into the bloodline where the Lord told you, don't do it. Leviticus 17:11, Deuteronomy 19:19. John 10:10, all comes to my aid. We're going to come right back and we're going to get to this, friends. Government creating statistics. 80% of all the white guys and white ladies are supremacists. They've committed murders in 2022. This falls line in perfectly with the DHS's creating of domestic terrorists, for the record.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind in paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S. USA News update. The San Bernardino Mountains of Southern California are under a blizzard warning. Forecasters are predicting several feet of snow in those mountains. More than 120,000 customers in the Southland are without power. That number is more like 700,000 in the Midwest as another system continues to march east. A heartfelt thank you on the first anniversary of Russia's invasion of Ukraine from President Volodymyr Zelensky.
And I thank you, President Biden, and all the people of the United States for the historically important consolidation of the world in defense of freedom.
There's word that a U.S. Army vet from Wisconsin, Andrew Peters, was killed last week in Ukraine. Peters joined the International Brigade last year. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen says the U.S. economy is fundamentally in good shape, but more work needs to be done to bring down inflation. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Do you ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here
on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, Mimi. Such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line. I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the group?
Hey, now, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
Hey, hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop this senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I just heard during the contrived news there, the Mockingbird media, CIA controlled, we all know this, and again, the people tolerate this, but it's interesting when I'm looking at the national deficit, it's saying, how to understand the national deficit. Well, you're spending more money than you're taking in. Right? And then what they do is they take that and then they tax, without representation, the American people. And I remember a guy by the name of Thomas Jefferson. He was the third president of the United States of America, who said the power to tax is the power to destroy. Yes, this, again, is all self-inflicting. But I'm looking at this national deficit right now. And the last thing I seen after Trump is Trump, I believe, added $3 trillion to the national debt. Remember that national deficit that was going to be so easy to eradicate? Yeah, he added $3 trillion to the national deficit. And I'm guessing here, friends, he could pay down the national debt then about... Okay, so during Trump, it was $19 trillion. Okay, and then he added $3 trillion, and then I believe there was another portion of his administration where he added $3.7 trillion more to it. So he added like $6.7 trillion added to the national deficit. Not the other way around. He didn't eradicate nothing. He added to it in the trillions. But you just heard through the mainstream media, again, prime example of how they create stuff as they go. It's interesting. They said, it's in pretty good shape. No. being 6.7.19 point, whatever the case might be, trillions of dollars in national deficit is no good for anybody. But they told you it was okay. Really what they're saying, friends, is they don't want you to get up in arms. Just sit back, relax, and enjoy the rest of your life while it lasts. Okay? Just keep living off the system. Oh, folks, and you know what? Just a side note. I remember people in the church saying, you know, my dad always told me to go into debt and go as deep as you can. And I'm like, oh, my goodness. And I'm thinking of our friend Jonathan Edwards. As a matter of fact, let me read this to you really quick, and then we'll get over to the main topic. Atheism versus godliness. Now, this was a guy that claimed to be a Christian who said this. As a matter of fact, his dad was a pastor. Okay? The guy weighed like 300 or 400 pounds overweight, too, which is lasciviousness. But he goes on. Jonathan Edwards, a true story is told of Jonathan Edwards and Max Jukes. Have you ever heard this before? This is awesome. Max Jukes was an atheist. He lived a godless life. He married an ungodly girl, and from their union, there were 310 paupers, bums, vagabonds, 150 criminals, 7 murderers, 100 drunkards, and more than half of the women were prostitutes that came from the loins of Max Jukes. His 540 descendants cost the state $1.25 million. Please keep in mind that this was a lot of money back in the 1700s. Okay, but praise God, it works both ways. There's a recall of a great American man of God, Jonathan Edwards. He was a great enlightening preacher. The sinners in the hands of an angry God, he's famous for. He lived at the same time as Max Jukes, but he married a godly girl. An investigation was made of 1,394 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, of which 13 became college presidents, 65 college professors, 3 United States senators, 30 judges, 100 lawyers, 60 physicians, 75 Army and Navy officers, 100 preachers and missionaries, 60 authors of prominence, 1 vice president of the United States, 80 became public officials in various capacities, and 295 known descendants of Jonathan Edwards, this man of God, had college graduates, among whom were governors of states and ministers to foreign countries. Listen to what Scripture says. His descendants did not cost the state one single penny. A sign of the fact that you are a godly person is the fact that you are debt-free. I just highlighted this. Proverbs 10:7, the memory of the just is blessed, but the name of the wicked shall rot. And I'll tell you what, having a 19, let's just go with their last numbers, $19 trillion deficit is not a good legacy to leave your children, who will be enslaved in carrying that burden that you left off, or that you created, or that you were a part of. Boy, folks, I mean, just isn't that what love does, is tell the truth? Yeah. Romans 13, love worketh no ill. Absolutely. Hey, folks, let's get to this. This is bothersome. Let me say this before we get rolling. If you're not careful, the newspapers will have you hating the people who are being oppressed and loving the people who are doing the oppressing. Okay, I want to say that to the said globalists, right? They love to be called globalists, the enlightened devils, John 8:44, because this is who they are. Isn't it interesting how a majority of the globalists are white people? Is anybody paying attention to this? Hey, you guys over in the Black Lives Matters, do you understand how you're being used? You and those individuals that think you're going to come over here and conquer America, do you see how you're being used? Do you see how the enemy uses you? You're expendable. Do you see all these subversive groups in America that are being planted and funded by George Soros? Do you not understand? I'm talking to all these groups right now. Do you not understand how you're being used by a majority of the people that are white? Okay, these white people are trying to get you to hate white people because their objective right now is to use black people to pit them against the white people. Okay, and again, I want to say, in all fairness, all across the country, I see none of this. I see none of this. And folks, I am somewhere all the time. Go to sonsoflibertymedia.com and check out our schedule. Okay? I don't see it anywhere. This is all contrived. Does it exist? Oh, yeah, I'm sure it exists. But the fact of the matter is it's not bolstered in real life the way that the media makes it. This is, again, being used to divide people of color one against another. But I want to say one more time, Jesus didn't come into the world to save our skin. He came in the world to save our souls, and he knows what he's doing when he created us concerning the variations of colors. Cool? Let's go on. So when we look at what's going on now, hitting the headline, government creating statistics, I want you to see this, because what I do is I always cross-check the lies and how they're trying to spin it. I'm talking about the spin doctors, and I want to show you how this all works, okay? So again, the headline with Reuters is white supremacists behind over 80% of extremism related to U.S. murders in 2022. Okay, so the first thing that I thought of was, wait a second, what's the ratio? What is the population rates concerning the different ethnicities? Okay, the different makeups concerning people's race, as if you will. Well, if you look at this right here on social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, this is 2010, and they'll go to 2021, and of course it's increased just a little bit since then. The first thing I thought of was I need to know how many white people there are compared to other ethnicity groups in the United States of America. So in 2010, there was 63% of Americans that were white. And I'm sure it's probably higher than this, but they're again browbeating the white people into submission. This is what they want, so they can continuously fuel the fear narrative in oppressing you, right? Which brings a snare. Scripture tells us we fear the Lord, we don't fear man, because if we fear man, it's going to bring a snare, and that's what happens. But in 2021, it tells us that 59% of 329.5 million people were actually white people, okay? And then what I noticed too is the Asian group is 5.9% of that population, 329.5 million people. And then I noticed that the black people are 12.6% of the United States population. And then I also noticed that the Hispanic, which is bizarre to me, but it's, I guess it's what they put out there statistically, is 18.9% is Hispanic or Latino populations that are in the United States of America. So when you think about their headline that 80% of the crimes committed were by 80% of white people in this country, one has to put it up against the population ratio throughout the United States of America, which, by the way, most people don't do. Okay? So let's get to this. Reuters, a propaganda outlet for the Mockingbird Media, said that white supremacists are behind over 80% of extremism. Okay? Now, I also want you to keep in mind, and you've got to keep this into play, keep this in on this board here, friends, that when we look at the officials' government document labels concerning the 72 types of Americans as domestic terrorists, keep in mind it's all aimed at American citizens, which are a majority of white people. So what they're doing is creating these statistics and stereotyping the type of people that they want you to look at. They want to cast into your minds that the bad people are the white people. And again, I want to say this to all of my colored friends, regardless of what color you may be, because we're a people of color as well. Keep in mind, they're just using you to create domestic insurrection. Nothing more, nothing less. Okay? Now, when you look at, again, the definitions, let me just highlight a couple of these definitions for you. When you look at the definition of what a terrorist is, keep in mind the head of that organization, that unconstitutional criminal organization that is in fact busing illegals into America right now, working hand in glove with mayors and governors throughout the United States and bringing them into your country, Deuteronomy 28 verse 43, they said the biggest threat to America is not the Muslims, which we were told for over 18 years by the mainstream media. It's now the white people that pose the greatest threat to society in America. I'm going to come back and I'm going to give you a couple of those definitions. And then I'm going to show you a little something more concerning how they are creating this without a shadow of a doubt, friends. I went over to FBI statistics, which you have to be careful with them too. But if you look at the number of people concerning their populations, it only makes sense, and what they're telling you is completely untrue. Okay? SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Lonnie Poindexter, and I'm the host of the Lion Chaser Show on UrbanFamilyTalk.com. And when I want the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help us God, I listen to Sons of Liberty Radio with Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is interesting. So American population, 70% of it is white. Okay, we should be ashamed of ourselves, according to the professors and the mainstream media, right, throughout the United States, concerning colleges and what they're raising up concerning those useful idiots. Boy, oh boy, folks! Out of the 365 public high schools I've done in 25 states, you want to meet some stupid, dummy-down individuals? Go to a college. Oh, my goodness. Matter of fact, I was in North Carolina where I had the opportunity to go into the college and to give my presentation to over 70 different professors. And, of course, folks, they're going to try to blackball a guy like me because I go right for laying the axe to the root of the tree and exposing them for what they don't know. But yet they've indebted kids to teach them, which is un-American every step of the way. Going back to North Carolina, when I was doing this, there were 70 professors there. I was asking them basic governmental questions, and they gave me the opposite answer. They gave me the answer that was being parroted through the mainstream media. And they all laughed about it. Now, so in saying that, I just want you to understand, again, right now, friends, what we're talking about, and I got to wrap my head around so much of this stuff because I want to show you something here in a moment. If 70% of the American population is white, the mainstream media is now setting the narrative that you're the problem. And I'm going to show you this according to the DHS in just a moment here. But look at this. This is what I did during the break. I just Googled it. Tracking hate groups worldwide. The first thing that pops up is exposing white supremacists. Keep in mind, those that are paying to drive this narrative are white. Okay, and I'm saying that as a warning to those that are being used in the hands of those dangerous and ill-designing individuals. Ephesians 4:14. Read it when you get a moment. Okay? So going back to this, 70%, I want to go over and I want to give you a statistics from the DHS because this is what was referenced in this creating of domestic terrorists and the white people. If 70% of the American people in this country is, in fact, the population and what we have, who is it, those that are advocating for states' rights in every state of our union, for the most part, 70% of those states' rights are white people, right? Those that want to make a world a better place, 70% in America are white people. The colonists who sought to free themselves from British rule, they were all white. Am I going to say sorry about that? Absolutely not. Those that are interested in defeating the communists, 70% of them are white, friends. Those that believe the interests of one's own nation are separate from the interests of other nations or the common interests of all nations, that is how our forefathers established this government, you're considered a domestic terrorist. Okay? Anyone that holds a political ideology that considers the state to be unnecessary, harmful, or undesirable, you're a domestic terrorist. 70% of those people are white. Okay? Anyone that possesses an intolerance of other religions, 70%, by the way, freedom of religion in the United States of America falls under the umbrella of the Christian faith. All of it. Baptists, Lutherans, Faithers, Wesleyans, so on and so forth. Episcopalians, it falls under the Christian umbrella. Freedom of religion is not, though they are afforded asylum to come into America, they're not here to establish a government in America because we're already established on something called common law, which is premised on God's Torah, his Pentateuch, okay? A majority of the 70% of the people that are intolerant towards other religions are Christian white people. These are all definitions of what a domestic terrorist is, so you can see they're creating the narrative to get people of color angry with the white people because the white people are the problem. And for those that are getting angry with people that are white, folks, you need to step back and think about what you're being told because you're being used to create domestic insurrection to actually advocate for civil war. And that's what the white globalist wants you to believe. My goodness, folks, anti-homosexual. Boy, homosexuality is a crime concerning the Word of God, and it's also a crime in the United States and every one of our states. Guess what? 70% are white that are anti-homosexual. Anti-immigrant, 70%. I would say more than anti-immigrant. I would say that 95% of the American population agrees with it, but they're allowing their said representatives to go ahead and overthrow the Constitution. Let me say this. Do you not realize all of us together, regardless of what color we are, we're in this together, first and foremost. Secondly, do you not realize that they're trying to break us down by using these illegal subversive groups to be used as a battering ram to upend your Constitution? Our Constitution is made for a moral and a religious people. It's wholly adequate to the government of any other, said the second president of the United States, who happened to be a white guy named John Adams, right? Anti-immigrant. I think every country on the planet is anti-illegal immigrants. And, of course, they didn't put this here concerning the definitions of what domestic terrorist is. If you're an anti-Muslim, well, I'm anti anybody that wants to come into this country and commit the act of treason, Article 3, Section 3, Luke 22:48, that means to conquer our nation. I would suggest that all of us agree with that. The Patriot Movement, 70%, probably 95% of that is white. They're being labeled as domestic terrorists. Opposition to equal rights for homosexuals and lesbians, there's no such thing. Friends, do you understand that God didn't give us a right to break his law? You can't just take anybody and say, come on, jump into this mix, this mixing pot here, and live out the way that you want to be, because then we're going to be a free people. That's licentiousness. That is not freedom. That's ignorance. You're going to destroy yourself. You ever see those bumper stickers, bumper stickers on the back of cars? And on the back of the car, it shows all the different religions. And it says, no peace? No. That's how you create war. Let me say that again. That's how you create war. Okay, in this country, we serve the Lord God of Israel. That's how our laws are premised in this country. If you don't want to do that, come to the freest nation on the planet, which God has created by obedience to His laws, 2 Corinthians 3:17, then don't come here. Because you're not going to come here and establish what you want. As a matter of fact, let me say it this way. If that's true, and I say this to so many different people that come to America, if it's true that your God is God, then why is it that you're coming to America? If your God was so great as to where you came from, then why would you have left it? You know, as a matter of fact, when you go to Washington, D.C., friends, you know what's interesting? When you go there, you see foreigners from all over the world, and I'm so happy they're there. And you know what they do? They want to see what made us great. And guess what you see all over the place? Inscripted quotes from our forefathers, former presidents, paintings up on the wall, Moses inscripted on the back of civil buildings, Arlington Cemetery with Christian crosses. I mean, the list goes on. That's what they get to see. Wait a second. It's Jesus Christ that made you great. Yep, go to Yorktown, Jamestown, and Williamsburg, and you'll find out exactly who we are and what it is that our forefathers meant to establish, because we're still here 250 years later. But what do we have? We have a government trying to blame white people for the crimes committed, out of balance, disproportionate concerning our numbers over others that are in the United States of America. White supremacists behind over 80% of extremism. Baloney. Baloney. And what they're doing is they're not bringing everything into the equation to give you those statistics. Like 70% of Americans are white. Right? And again, this is how it becomes dangerous. And they mean to withhold that information because this is how they constantly desensitize and dummy down people, is they withhold all the facts. And by the way, they withhold the truth. And by withholding the truth, guess what that does? That creates a war. And that's why I'm doing the show today, is because I want you to understand that what they're doing is they're hoping to find others that will be used in pitting one against another to continuously divide America. But I strongly believe that for the most part, it is backfiring on so many different levels. If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I just wanted to highlight some more of these domestic terrorists that the head of the DHS has basically, well, we heard him say it, that the American white people, the supremacists, are the problem. Well, this is global. This is the initiative that they're trying to throw on everybody on a global scale. Again, consider the white people that are driving the narrative. But when you go back to the 72 definitions of what a potential terrorist is, folks, it goes on. What is the DHS doing? They're stereotyping Americans. They're stereotyping white people. And what they claim to be defending themselves from is the very things that they're guilty of advocating. Oh, my goodness. If only people would listen to what I just said. They accuse others of what they're guilty of. Hey, we need not war against each other. We need to lawfully deal with the corrupt that are creating these narratives, that are fabricating these narratives to divide us. Don't get caught up into it, friends. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. See ya.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.